As we mentioned, there are a lot of myths about that first Thanksgiving. Suffice to say, the pilgrims, the original immigrants to this land of immigrants, did not simply disembark from the Mayflower on the fourth Thursday in November 1620 and feast on turkey, stuffing, and corn. And not all Americans with roots in New England are descendants of the Mayflower passengers. But a lot of them are, according to Chris Child of the New England Historic Genealogical Society.
I would say several million Americans can trace their ancestors back to the Mayflower.
And those several million Americans include eight presidents. Among them are the John Adamses, the George Bushes, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Even President-elect Barack Obama has roots in that first pilgrim community from his mother's side. You could find other connections if you dig deep enough, and Chris Child has done some deep digging.
Through the Hinckley family of Barnstable County, Barack Obama and George Walker Bush are 11th cousins.
In fact, Obama's connected to quite a few presidents.
Barack Obama is related to the two Bushes as well as Gerald Ford through colonial New England forebears. And through his southern ancestors, he has connections to Presidents James Madison, Harry Truman, and Lyndon Johnson.
Chris Child says that connections have been found even between Barack Obama and Winston Churchill.
You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs.
Brad Pitt.
Shane, you got three pairs.
Yeah.
You can't have three pairs. You can't have six cards in a five-card game.
And King Edward I of England.
The archers are ready, sire.
Not the archers. Arrows cost money. Use up the Irish. The dead cost nothing.
Maybe we should rethink the meaning of e pluribus unum, out of many, one. In our case, it's equally valid to say, out of a few, many.